From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The fourth round of UN-sponsored talks on Syria's future are underway in Geneva. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura Wednesday said while he doesn't expect a breakthrough, he does hope for momentum to end nearly 6 years of war.
There is a run, a rush between us and the spoilers. The spoilers want to keep a momentum. We have to outpace those few but clear spoilers with the momentum on the political track. And I think we can aim at that.
These are the first talks on a political transition process involving government officials and representatives of the opposition in nearly a year. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed since the last round 10 months ago.
They are talking about largely irrelevant issues, the more fundamental issues with respect to the ceasefire, and also the standstill issue in Syria itself is not being discussed. Quite clearly, nothing is moving with the Syrian government continues to establish new fait accompli in the area. They're creating realities on the ground which cannot be taken care of through negotiations in Geneva.
He doubts with the absence of the U.S., the government and its backers, Russia and Iran, will be inclined to serious negotiations. Somalia's new president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, has appointed Somali-born Norwegian national and oil executive Hassan El-Khari as prime minister. Mr. Mohamed, who holds U.S. citizenship, was formally inaugurated Wednesday at a ceremony in Mogadishu, where he said the era of the al-Shabaab insurgency is over. He called on Islamist fighters to get the support needed to integrate back into society and to lead a peaceful existence. This is VOA News.